Finally. I thought those Frankensteins would never stop coming. It was bad enough to deal with the ones in the GNR Plaza, but I guess guard duty wasn't good enough. No, not my night. He had to go somewhere where the bullets are always flying. Why couldn't that asshole get killed somewhere where getting back to the Citadel didn't mean crawling through a damn war zone? Who the hell's over there? Listen, I don't care if you're a scav or a damn junkie, you shouldn't be here. What the hell? Is that real? No, I meant your gun. Of course I meant the damn Pip-Boy. So you're really a vault dweller? How the hell'd you get up here? Your suit says 101, and last I checked, that one's been sealed shut since the bombs fell. So you expect me to believe that you thought it'd be a good idea to leave your little paradise and slip out behind another vault dweller who was looking for his dad who also left the vault? No one has been in or out of that vault in over 200 years, and you think I'm gonna believe that not one, but three people decided to take their chances in the wasteland? You make a valid point, but how do I know that you didn't just take that suit off of someone who actually left the vault? Pip-Boys are a pretty handy device, and many people have killed for much less. Excuse me, did you say rad roach infestation? 200 years undone because you couldn't handle a bunch of oversized bugs. Your overseer was an overbearing asshole? Well, that's like the first sane thing you've said. I'm Squire Mimi, and forgive me for being a bit on edge. My knight was gunned down by the uglies, blown to bits, to be more precise, but gone nonetheless. The super mutants got a bit ambitious and pushed towards the Washington Monument. We barely got them back before they destroyed the relay up top and by that point decided to use the dish as a damn frisbee. Look, if you were scared off by roaches, this is the last place you should be. Super mutants would tear you in half if you're lucky. The ones who are unlucky are dragged away to God knows where. Look, I'm headed back to the Citadel, and I wouldn't mind an extra gun, especially in the subway. The ghouls won't overrun us easily if we're together. And speaking of ghouls, how'd you get here? You don't look like the fighting type. You snuck here. What got you to walk all the way here? Going where the road takes you? Ain't that the damn truth? My road led me to the Brotherhood. My ma left when things started to get rough, and I eventually found my way back. Instead of being an initiate, I was granted the rank of squire. Now I'm the oldest squire in our chapter. The entire thing is just a big mess. But at least it's better than not doing anything. Well, Mr. Vault Dweller, if you haven't noticed, not much has changed in 200 years. Grass is still dead, people are still killing each other, and you can't even so much as get a drink without running the risk of splicing your DNA without whatever you last ate. If you're lucky enough to not contract deadly radiation sickness. The fact of the matter is, most of the world is too busy trying to get by to even consider helping out the guy next to them, let alone the rest of the world. Even the Brotherhood is stuck in this cycle. Sorry for snapping at you. It's been a long day. Couldn't even salvage my knight's power armor. We should probably find some shelter. The uglies have the advantage in the dark, especially with their centaurs. Don't worry. I know a place. The Brotherhood doesn't like to not have the advantage when it comes to terrain, so when they find a decent building, they board it up, make it look like the rest of the boarded up buildings around here. There should be a way in. There we go. You should rest. We've got quite the journey ahead of us tomorrow. What's wrong? Can't sleep? Not used to this? Oh. You're wondering how your vault is doing. I'm not really sure what to say. I can't imagine being completely isolated for 200 years only for it to all go wrong in a single day. To be honest, I don't know whether your vault is better or worse than the other ones. Sure, most of you guys are still kicking, but being stuck underground, no matter what happens in there, it's a slow and painful death. Hey, you're not a coward for running. There's a difference between making a call and being too scared to keep going. From the way it sounds, everything went to hell. Take some spine to charge headfirst into the unknown. And I'd say you're doing pretty well out here. Honestly, I'm just glad the Enclave didn't get to you first. They probably would have aired out the vault, given that most of you are irradiated at this point. Compared to them, I would fight 5 super mutants without a gun. Every time I think I'm ready to be a knight, I remember them. I remember how they descended on my mom and I. They thought she was still of the Brotherhood. And it didn't help how close we were to the Brotherhood's little project. They didn't leave anything for me to bury. One shot and she was reduced to green sludge soaking into the dry dirt. Maybe they meant something a couple hundred years ago, but now they're nothing but raiders in fancy armor who fly the banner of a long dead country. But, I think that's enough doom and gloom for one night. Well, I'm sure the Citadel would be happy to take you in. There aren't many vault dwellers left on the surface, but considering that you're one of the few people who've actually had a decent education, I think you'd make a pretty good scribe. You don't seem like the fighting type anyways, and considering you pretty much lived in a pre-war relic, your insight would be greatly appreciated. But we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. We still have to get to the Citadel. Hey, if you're still not able to sleep, there's something I've always wanted to try. Sorry. I'm sorry for springing that on you. You seem nice, and it's been a long time since I've been around somebody actually normal. The Brotherhood is all about rules and regulations, and everyone else either wants you dead or wants someone to make you dead so they can take your stuff. It's nice to have someone around that at least comes from a place where killing to kill isn't even a thought. What's wrong? Don't do a lot of kissing in your vault? I figured with everyone being crammed together, a few flings would be bound to happen. Just relax. You look good for someone who grew up in a can. Well now, look who found their voice again. Relax, I'm just teasing. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, that's right, thrust up into me. Oh, you're really good at this. I bet some of the girls down in 101 are missing you right about now. Oh, this is your first time. Well, it's their loss. I can get used to this. Maybe when I get promoted tonight, and you become a scribe, we can do this more often. So many pre-war relics waiting to be liberated that only need a scribe and a knight to obtain. And so much happens in the wasteland that they probably wouldn't miss us if we took an extra hour or so to get back, huh? Oh, you getting close? Me too. Oh, come with me. Come. Oh, dear. Just like that. Keep going. Yes. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Yes. You sure this was your first time? All right, I'm sure you're tired now. I'll get off you, okay? You enjoy that? Because I did. Oh, I really did take it all out of you. Then again, it must have been quite a long day for you two. I'll watch over you, all right? Nothing's gonna get past me. Night.